Hello and welcome to Adam Analyzes. My name is Adam and I'll be your host. This week marked the final DC Universe film, or I guess to be more correct, we would call it the DCEU, DC Extended Universe, or the Snyderverse as some have dubbed it. I think the actual big reboot that's coming is going to actually be called the DC Universe, or DC Cinematic Universe. I have no idea what's going on, and I don't even know if WB knows entirely either. But it's supposed to be marking a closure, yet it seems to tell a different story with the film that was actually delivered to theaters. I'm probably jumping ahead a little bit, and we should probably talk about all that stuff in the actual episode. All I know is I'm just as confused as ever, and for trying to straighten out a universe, it still seems like it's as much of a mess as what it ever was. Since I'm jumping ahead and I'm kind of itching to talk about it, I think it's time that we announce the movie. Starring Ezra Miller, Michael Keaton, Sasha Colley, Ron Livingston, Michael Shannon, and Ben Affleck. This is the 2023 Andy Muschietti directed The Flash. In The Flash, it seems that Barry Allen discovers that he can go back in time and potentially save his mom. As we know in The Flash lore, his mom was murdered when he was a child, with his father being wrongfully imprisoned for the crime. Barry Allen decides to consult with Bruce Wayne slash Batman, played by Ben Affleck, who warns him that he could destroy everything just to go and change the past and more or less act selfishly. Barry decides to ignore Bruce's advice and go back in time to save his mom. This puts him in an alternate multiverse timeline where his mom survives, but there is another Barry Allen in this timeline. So, Barry has to make sure that alternate Barry gets the Flash powers so that he has his Flash powers in his own timeline. Of course, things don't go as planned, and along the way, the original Barry Allen actually loses his Flash powers. So, he goes and decides to enlist the help of Batman. However, this is not the same Batman, this is the multiverse Batman, which brings Michael Keaton back to the role of Bruce Wayne and Batman. They also decide they need the help of Superman, who actually doesn't exist in this particular timeline. However, Supergirl does. All of the superheroes must team up to defeat the looming threat of General Zod, who is very much alive and well because this particular timeline is taking place right when Man of Steel would have taken place. So I guess that's pretty much it as far as the actual plot of the film. This movie isn't particularly deep, however, there is a lot of things that happen and go on, especially with all the multiverse antics. But like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which came about a year before this one, even though this one was actually in development, I believe, before Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, it doesn't seem like the multiverse idea is ever pushed as far as what it could actually be. I would imagine there was a much different movie at one point in time, as it's actually taken quite a long time to get The Flash to an actual film. For one, they couldn't find a script that they actually liked. I think Ezra Miller went and wrote a draft themselves. And with everything going on with what Ezra Miller was doing in their personal life, I think that it's amazing that this film didn't get scrapped. So before I go too far into anything, I guess the big elephant in the room here is Ezra Miller. I am not going to talk about anything that Ezra Miller did in their personal life. I know that it's a lot of horrible things, but that is not going to influence my opinion of the film. There is no justifying what Ezra Miller has done with making the headlines that they did. I do believe that the film itself should be viewed as a separate entity, and you should not look at the film as being a bad movie just because of somebody that's in it. If you are a person who doesn't want to view the film because Ezra Miller is in it, that's great that you have that choice. I personally am a fan of DC and Michael Keaton's Batman, so there was nothing that was going to stop me from seeing this film. Also, this is going to possibly include some spoilers. I don't think I'm really going to be talking about any of the cameos that were in the movie because the cameos were quite simply fun, and outside of one being ruined, there's another one that was just truly great to see and made me smile. So while all of the cameos in the film are pretty much fan service, I'm gonna say they were pretty much perfect, and this really was a celebration of DC. I only wish that there would have been more. And I guess the other big question was, did I enjoy this? And I definitely enjoyed it. Did I absolutely 100% love it? No, I didn't. Specifically because I think the movie does have some issues. It's very much apparent that DC is trying to emulate a little bit of the Marvel Gee Whiz humor and keeping things light. So even when there's a lot of big threats in this movie, we never really feel like there's a lot of consequences to be had with this movie. Specifically because if something doesn't go right, then the Flash can simply go back in time and try to change it. However, that only works unless something is inevitable. If it's inevitable, then it's going to happen one way or another, and if you change that one thing, it's impossible to move forward with that decision you made in the past. And I actually kind of like that idea about the film. It's just that a lot of these consequences from either a good or a bad decision, it's never really felt 100%. However, it is felt in some of the more sentimental moments of the film. But those more sentimental moments and moments that really have a lot of heart, well, it just kind of clashes with some of the jokey nature of this movie, so it doesn't gel as completely as what it actually should. But that didn't really ruin my entertainment and enjoyment of the film. Yes, the movie is definitely uneven, but it's not so bad that it makes you feel like it's going to actually break the movie. You may have issues with some of the other things in the film, such as the CGI, which I can't justify that at all. The CGI is not very good. I didn't mind what was on screen and how it looked. It didn't really bother me, but it's definitely a film that the CGI could have been better. It seems like the movie itself looked a little bit better, more towards the end. That opening with the Flash saving the nurses and the babies, that CGI was pretty bad looking. Maybe I'm getting a little bit softer on the way that CGI looks in films, but yeah, it definitely hasn't improved much, and I think that we should definitely be at a better spot in special effects than what we actually are. As a matter of fact, I just watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes last night, and of course that has CGI apes and chimps and gorillas and such. And I'm gonna say that those look better than anything that I've seen in some of the more recent CGI spectacles like The Flash, Ant-Man Quantumania. Honestly, the list goes on with bad CGI in films nowadays. I don't know if it's just a laziness or if we just reached that point where everything is a little bit too much because of our over-reliance on CGI. But the rumors that you heard about The Flash having bad CGI, they're 100% true. But it never really took me out of the film, so I guess that's something. I guess for the most part, those are all of my complaints about the movie. I mean, they're kind of minor in the grand scheme of things. There's definitely more good than bad about this one. Two of the big things that are good about this movie, and even great, I would say, are Michael Keaton's return as Bruce Wayne and Batman. I think he didn't really miss a beat. This is a little bit of a different Bruce Wayne and Batman than the one seen in the Tim Burton films, which leads me to believe that it's not necessarily the same one, but an extension of the one that was in the Tim Burton films. Either way, it was great to see him back. It was great to see Wayne Manor back in its almost proper feeling way to me because I grew up on the original Tim Burton Batman films. I also grew up on the Batman 66 series, so that's something. The other really good thing about this film was Sacha Cali as Supergirl. She has very limited screen time here, however, I did like what she brought to the role. It was good to see a Superman-esque character, but she seemed a little bit more violent and a little bit more reckless. The fact that our introduction to her character is her being tortured by the Russians, it actually provides a little bit more sympathy towards her character, and with that limited amount of screen time, they really maximize her presence. And I think that that's something that probably isn't on the page. I think it's just something that she honestly brought to the role, and it was great. Honestly, it almost made up for the lack of there being an actual Superman in the film, which there isn't really. The lack of Superman in this film was definitely felt, but she was actually a pretty good replacement overall. I will say, for the most part, this is DC's version of Back to the Future, which means Ezra Miller was pulling double duty for the two Barrys that are in the film. Ezra does a good job of dividing up between the two as far as differentiating them as far as personalities, and I'm gonna say Ezra did a great job, which I believe I mentioned earlier in the episode. I don't really want to dwell too much on Ezra Miller, however, when they have to be comedic or sympathetic and sincere, they definitely bring a lot to the role. I genuinely like Ezra Miller in the role, however, I don't like all of the baggage that came attached to Ezra as well as this film, and honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing this role recast, specifically because I would like there to be a little bit more of a fresh start. I do know that the actor from the Flash TV show is something that a lot of fans would like to see for him to actually be the new Flash going forward. I don't know if that would necessarily work. I like the guy in the role. However, I just don't know if it would work for whatever iteration of DC or the Flash appears to be moving forward. Of course, that also means I'm assuming this movie will have a sequel, which it likely will not, especially by early box office predictions, as well as what it's actually doing at the box office. It seems like this hasn't really been a great week. I know The Flash has only been out for a couple days, but it looks like it's going to sit somewhere in between the Shazam sequel and Black Adam, which definitely is not enough money for WB to actually pursue this now Elseworlds version of The Flash. And that's really what makes me wonder. I wonder what the Flash film was before it was what we received in theaters. This movie has been made for quite a few years now, and I know it's gone through many different reshoots. Henry Cavill was in this film. However, he was removed when James Gunn said, well, no, we're scrapping everything and we're making our own thing. Well, it doesn't really end anything, it just kind of sidesteps everything, which is perfectly a-okay with me, because it means everything still exists. It's kind of nice knowing that everything will still exist, and you can still incorporate everything into the general world. I, for one, don't like reboots, and that's another reason why. I honestly don't know how invested I can get moving forward with whatever James Gunn is doing. I'll definitely give it a shot, but, you know, I keep investing my time in these things that all of a sudden get rebooted. I can guarantee you that if it doesn't work financially for WB with what James Gunn is doing, this 10-year plan that he has going isn't going to come to fruition. Which means that WB could always go back and revisit whatever Snyder was doing or the little threads that have come from that. However, why would they, especially if it's not making any money financially for them in theaters? The only thing is that with the coming reboot, I can see why all of these movies that are coming out, well, they're all going to fail, because why would somebody invest their time in these films, whether it has old legacy characters or not? For the most part, The Flash really worked for me. It's kind of DC's take on a Back to the Future kind of style story, and it really did work. I know that it is based off of Flashpoint. I don't pretend to have a super strong knowledge of that, other than it's just simply restarting and rebooting the world. It's just that with the way that The Flash ends, James Gunn originally said that we would have our new DC Batman moving forward, and I highly doubt that they're going to use this Batman going forward. It's a nice ha-ha, it's a nice jokey moment. I wouldn't mind seeing this particular actor come back to the role, I guess, as maybe like a redemption for the bad Batman film that they were in. So I guess that means that everything is still likely all up in the air. Which is okay, we don't necessarily need answers now because they can definitely take their time as far as what they're doing in the future with whatever is going on with DC. I just would like something to actually add up. I would like to think that The Flash wasn't just a throwaway ending to the Snyderverse or the DCEU, whatever you want to call it. And then I also would like to think that the movie itself would actually lead to something. The movie itself was fine, if not very good. The cameos were pretty wonderful. There's a lot of things going for this film other than just the bad press that came around the main star of the film. And that's where I hope that audiences themselves can actually go and look past all that, but if they can't, then I understand why. The Flash for me really did feel like the end of an era, even though I know that we do still have one more DCEU film to come out, and that would be for the new Aquaman film, which I'm assuming The Flash does have a part in it. That's another one that seems to be a mess with all of the reshoots and different edits of the film. Who knows if Batman is going to be in that one? I don't think he necessarily has to be, but we know that Ben Affleck shot scenes for it, as well as Michael Keaton, who has shot some scenes for that movie as well, but I think that they're both scrapped now, which wouldn't be surprising. I do wonder if The Flash, when it does come out on DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, streaming, whatever you want to call it, if there will actually be any included alternate scenes. If WB was smart, I think they definitely would include all of that stuff, as I think that'll help home video sales. And there's probably some really great cameos that were cut too, as director Andy Muschietti said, well, the movie was way too long, so we had to cut a good chunk of what we were doing. So, hopefully they decide to include a lot more of that stuff, where we know Disney did not do that with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, even though they definitely should have. For me personally, I would have liked to have seen an actual more serious film. Less jokes, some of the humor was fine, and it was actually a pretty funny movie. I just would have liked to have had a more serious take on the whole Flashpoint story. It would have made those emotional moments hit even more, and it would have actually probably made the film feel like there was more at stake. One of the things that I did like about the film, even though it wasn't super serious, it did have that classic DC comic book film feel about it. It definitely kind of had that. It's tough to actually describe, but it really did give me the feeling that there was Richard Donner's fingerprints all over it as far as a feeling of the original DC Superman film. But then again, for the most part, Wonder Woman 84 gave me that same vibe, and it's probably one of the reasons why I actually enjoyed that one. Of course, if you reach a little bit too far beneath the surface, you realize it's not really that great of a film, even though I did wind up enjoying it and didn't hate it near as much as what the general audience did. For the most part, this is going to be the end of whatever DC had going on, and I think that's okay. By the end of this one, I felt like I'm alright if I don't see another one of these. And that's not a knock against the film itself, it's just that even though it had a cliffhanger, it felt like it's enough for me. I do want to actually go and revisit this one again, where Black Adam, I don't really have a desire to revisit that one again, so that already makes it a better film, and considering with what The Rock wanted to do with Black Adam as far as being the face of DC, well, then I'm glad that Black Adam actually wasn't a critical or financial success. For The Flash, I really do hope that people recognize it as being one of the best in the DCEU, and hopefully that you keep an open mind and go to see it. For me personally, I'm glad that I did. I'm going to close out tonight's episode. As a reminder, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Adam_analyzes. If you don't do the whole social media thing, You can drop me an email at adamanalyzespodcast@gmail.com. If you are enjoying my podcast, why not tell a friend about it? Tell two friends for that matter. Or if you have a free moment, I would greatly appreciate if you would leave a 5-star review at the podcast listening platform of your choice. And also, I almost forgot that if you do need to catch up on past episodes, you can do so at adamanalyzes.com or, again, at the podcast listening platform of your choice. They are all there. But with that being said, remember to always be kind and good night.